Recovery Radio, KMP3000.
Yes. You are listening to the Recovery Radio Podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail. You can follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. Visit my website, recoveryradiokmp3.com, and to get the books, go to sarcasticbigbook.com. And as always, I'm so glad you're here with me. I don't know if your day's just getting started, or it's just winding down, or it's somewhere right in the middle, but here we are. You and me. And I am glad for that. Grateful I have no desire to drink today. And I do have a piping hot cup of French roast coffee from Trader Joe's mixed with some Don Francisco's hazelnut. It is absolutely delicious. Just thinking about fear and how evil it is. How justifiable it feels. Used to feel. Doesn't feel that way to me anymore. But if your higher power is what you think about more than anything, fear used to be my higher power. And I thought about it more than anything else. Not consciously, but I thought about, you know, things I was afraid of more than anything else. I don't anymore. I do an incredible amount of creative things in any given day or week. I talked about that recently. Somebody asked me, how do you have time to do all this? And the answer is simple. I don't trust fear. And when you don't trust fear, you have a lot of free time to do things that are constructive, creative. When I trusted fear, I didn't have a lot of time because it just was so time-consuming to worry. Because it would cause me to talk about the worry and think about the worry. It would freeze me from taking action. So I'd spend so much time doing nothing but worrying. But doubting whether or not I should take loving actions. So easy to talk yourself out of taking loving actions because of fear. A friend of mine in the program did something really incredibly nice for me yesterday, and I just decided to call this guy to thank him. And I was just thinking about all the reasons I had to not call, all the ways to talk myself out of calling, say that, you know, just a text would suffice, or it'd be weird if I called, or something, but I called, and it was incredible. And that's kind of what I'm thinking about a lot these days. For a long time, it was like, imagine if your like brain is like a club or, you know, something, an event, something, you know, such an alcoholic thought. But it's like, for a long time, I wouldn't even like card any of my thoughts. I wouldn't even check their ID. I wouldn't even care whether or not they're fear-based or not. I just let everybody in. Oh, your thought? Come on in. I don't care. You're a fear-based, destructive thought. Come on in. Come on in. You too. Come in. Come in. Come in. Come in. Come in. Everybody can come in. Everybody can come in. Come on in. Oh, you're just a decaying, destructive, bullshit thought based in nothing real. Come in. Come on in. I wouldn't even check their cards. Come on in. Come on in. You're not fear-based. You're fear-based. You're fear-based. You're not. You are. I wouldn't even check. Come in. Everybody can come in. And I guess I've become a really good, because of the steps, bouncer. Really good gatekeeper now. Now I check their IDs. You're fear-based? You cannot come in. Get out. Get out. You're not invited here. Get out. You're just going to ruin things. I'm going to tell you how I got to be a good bouncer. Let's look at the big book, shall we? First, on page 63, very top of the page, when we sincerely took such a position, when we sincerely made this decision that God was the principal and we were his agents, all sorts of remarkable things followed. We had a new employer if we sincerely took this position. Being all-powerful, he provided what we needed if we kept close to him and performed his work well, if we sincerely took this position. Established on such a footing, we became less and less interested in ourselves, our little plans and designs. More and more, we became interested in seeing what we can contribute to life. As we felt new power flow in, as we enjoyed peace of mind, as we discovered we could face life successfully, as we became conscious of his presence, we began to lose our fear of everything, today, tomorrow, or the hereafter. We began to lose our fear. We started to. Pretty slow process for me, but that's when it started to happen. Then, let's go over page 68. I mean, at the top of the page, we think fear ought to be classed with stealing. It causes, seems to cause more harm. Last full paragraph, last couple sentences. We let him demonstrate through us what he can do. We ask him to remove our fear and to direct our attention to what he would have us be. At once we commence to outgrow fear. Page 75, after step 5. Second full paragraph. Few sentences in, our fears fall from us. Then let's go to page 84, last full paragraph. Continue to watch for other things, but continue to watch for fear. When these crop up, we ask God at once to remove them. Jump up to 133, top, first full sentence. We're sure God wants us to be happy, joyous, and free. La- last part of that paragraph. Avoid then the deliberate manufacture of misery, but if trouble comes, freak out about it. Get really scared. Get really scared and share about it and tell 50 people how scared you are. Just kidding. Avoid then the deliberate manufacture of misery, but if trouble comes, cheerfully capitalize it as an opportunity to demonstrate his omnipotence. I mean, those are the things that have led me to a place where I have the ability to be a good mental bouncer. I've gotten better and better and better at identifying fear-based thoughts. And as soon as sometimes they come in with a fake ID. Sometimes they'll come in, hey, no, I'm love-based. Doesn't say fear. I'm looking at the card very clearly. It says appropriately concerned. I'm looking at the ID. I'm looking at the thought. Get out. You're fear-based. This is a bullshit ID. Get out. Sometimes I'll be tricked. But I've gotten a lot better. First of all, I know to check. That's the big thing. I know to check for this. This is important. Don't let him in. At least check. At least think about it. Is this a fear-based thought? Oh, I should do that, but I'm afraid that... how many thoughts start with that? I should do that, but... ... I should express that, but... ... They probably wouldn't want me to. They probably wouldn't like that. They probably already know that. They probably... Oh, they're fear-based. Fear. Don't let them in. Fucking trash. Get out. I've had this conversation so many times, I start to hear people that I've talked to. Well, what about... ... Yeah, I understand, but, I got some real issues. The implication being that I don't. The implication being that I don't have any legitimate things to have fear about in my lifetime. But I do. I have. Not nuts. I live on this planet. Yeah, but... But, this is different because it's like... I've gotten really good at being a bouncer. So are you a good bouncer for the nightclub that is your brain? Do you let fear-based thoughts come in, run rampant, trash the place? Because that's what they do. They don't do anything else. They don't leave the place better than it was. They leave it much, much, much worse. Messier, more chaotic. They breed confusion. Remember, I was a couple years sober, maybe 3 years sober, walking down the street, feeling great, just feeling so great. Oh my gosh, I just feel so great. All of a sudden, I don't feel great. All of a sudden, I feel terrible. I start feeling worse. I start telling myself, this is just how life is. Life is just disillusionment and confusion and pain and suffering. And then a day goes by, a week goes by. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, I'm just not doing well. And after a while, because of the things I read in the book, because of the message I have from that big book, from my understanding of what's there. I start to be able to trace my spin out back to its origin, which was always, without question, a fear-based thought. I remember the first time I did it, like it was yesterday. I remember the first time I was like, oh, wait. I was really thinking about it. Okay, so I started to feel bad at like 11 o'clock. What happened at 11 o'clock? Did something happen? Okay, nothing happened. I was just walking down the street. Okay, what was I thinking about? Really sift through it. What were you thinking about? What was the... Oh my God, that's when I started to feel like I was going to... that I was a loser. Ha. Huh. Okay. I got really good at doing that. There it is. I'm out of here. I'll give a shout out to Mallory. I'll give a shout out to Anna and Lance. And I want to give a shout out to Wes, Ross, and Dr. Wu. Special shout out to Chelsea and Dave. And if anybody needs to hear it, everything is okay. Everything's okay. I'm gonna do this modeling thing. It's good money. It's a little degrading. There's a picture. I'm around somebody's waist, and the ad is like, "Too bad you can't wear people." Dot dot dot. But you could wear their clothes, and then it's like a line of clothes that I've come out with called I Look Perfect.
So stupid.
Dumb. Alright. If this is helping you, not that joke, but if this is helping you, this podcast, tell somebody about it. Leave a nice review. Check out the books. Check out the new one. Cruel Truths. A children's book for adults only. It's pretty messed up. It's beautiful. I finally got a hard copy in front of me. I love it. And that's it. I'm out of here. I do not know why my life was saved, but I am going to go try to live a life that was worth saving, and I hope you'll do the same.